Good morning, RVA. It's 43 degrees and today looks pretty good with highs in the mid-60s and no real chance for rain. It won't compare to the beautiful parts of yesterday, though. Tomorrow, you can expect yet again more wet weather. But after that part begins a long stretch of what appears to be true spring. Next week, prepare yourself for highs in the mid-70s and an excellent chance of riding bikes through the forest. So sit tight, endure another wet weekend, and then get ready to slide on into spring. Beep. Water cooler. E&M Stewart at VPM put together a good piece about Richmond's Vision Zero plan, our city's attempt to eliminate fatalities and severe injuries caused by traffic. To underscore how far we have left to go, Stewart talked to John Merton, currently of South Richmond News, about how arduous and unsafe it is to get his kid from Forest Hill to Bon Air for school via cargo bike. I feel all sorts of ways about this. Richmond has really made a ton of progress over the last 6 years. Time was, every dang bike lane needed to move through the entire city council process, and so many people spent so much time trying to drag the smallest infrastructure projects across the finish line. Now, DPW will slap a new bike lane down while repaving a street, and most folks won't even bat an eye. That said, we need to stop being reactive and start being proactive. Last year, it took the deaths of two students on VCU's campus to get real speed-reducing infrastructure installed on streets that everyone already knew were fast and terrifying. We could be doing so much more. Luckily, through the multi-year Richmond Connects process, the city and its residents have done a lot of work thinking through what more could and should we be doing. This strategic multimodal transportation plan hits Council's Land Use, Housing, and Transportation Committee on March 19th, and you should definitely reach out to your council representatives in support. The first and critical step is getting Richmond Connects adopted by full city council. After that begins the work of holding the city accountable for getting started immediately on Richmond Connects' very detailed action plan. Beep. Related, the Department of Public Works will get moving on improving the intersection of Lombardi Street and Chamberlain Avenue starting next week. This is just one example of many similar projects. They've been doing this sort of work, installing new traffic signals, vehicle detection sensors, and pedestrian countdown equipment across the city over the past several months. I mention this one in particular because just yesterday I wrote about the need to implement the quick, easy, and cheap fixes along that stretch of road as recommended by the Chamberlain Avenue Road Safety Assessment. Of course, the assessment's recommendations go a lot further than installing reflective traffic signal backplates, but it is still nice to see some improvements made to one of our city's most dangerous corridors. RVA Rapid Transit, who I mentioned in this newsletter constantly, is looking to hire a new marketing and digital advocacy manager and fill a couple other roles too. If you've wanted to get involved, professionally involved, in the advocacy for frequent and far-reaching public transit, tap through to learn more. You've got until March 29th to apply. Reminder, throughout the weekend, the A-10 Women's Basketball Championship continues over at the new Henrico Sports and Events Center. Today, the number one Spiders will take on number 8 Loyola Chicago at 11 a.m., and the number 2 Rams will face number 7 St. Louis at 5 p.m. You can watch both on ESPN Plus or call out of work and grab a ticket for $15. Daylight saving time begins on Sunday at 2 a.m., and all of our clocks roll forward 1 hour except for the oven and the microwave. As a person who's up before the sun regardless, the redarkening of the morning doesn't bum me out too much, especially when the longer evenings mean potentially a little bit more time to get out on a bike after the workday ends. Also, as I was looking up how to capitalize daylight saving time on Wikipedia, I learned that they just call it summertime in the EU, and I think that's way easier to remember. Beep. This morning's long watch is titled The Best Day. This video by John Green is a perfect way to close out the week, refreshed by, as Val put it, just how plain good people can be. The brothers Green remind me a lot of my own family. Val is much more like John, brilliant, thoughtful, and charming, while I'm much more like Hank, distracted by how interesting everything can be. Last night, I watched Hank's video, Why Do Cars Suddenly Look Like Putty? I, in fact, already know the answer to this question because I wondered the same thing a couple months back, fell down the same internet rabbit hole, and landed on the exact same Blackbird Spy Plane article, a newsletter to which I immediately subscribed, but then had to immediately unsubscribe because I'm clearly too old. Anyway, this video is from the John side of the house, and just a warning, it may make you cry. Here's an excerpt. I don't need you to love football. I only need you to love something that brings you together with others whose love is pointing in the same direction. For me, that's football. But for you, it could be crochet or Jane Austen or distance running. But to be bound up with others, with friends and strangers alike, is the human condition. And to be in community is to be, for me anyway, more fully alive. Of course, the game could have gone the other way. It usually will. But every once and again, we are reminded that hope is truly the thing with feathers. And we fall in love with the broken world all over again. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of the Richmond skyline taken from the Belvedere Bridge heading north. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher, and you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on gmrva.com. Waking up early to give you